It never fails to surprise me that there are still vast lands of the United States literally uncultivated.
Well, it won't be this way long. Come the private airplane, people will start spreading around.
Wouldn't it be wonderful to be part of the new world?
Well, I don't think it will change as much as some people think.
Oh, but it must.
Why?
For too long we've had that laissez-faire attitude toward executive operation. We must educate ourselves to share the responsibilities as well as the advantages of citizenship.
Oh, I read that book, too. It certainly made an impression on you, what that writer had to say. But it's a lot of hooey, fixing everybody up when they let out their first squawk, giving them pointers on good government between bottle feedings, and teaching them in school to be good little ladies and gentlemen and not smack each other around.
Oh, it's very easy to make fun of everything.
Listen, Miss Klotz, have you ever heard of some fellas who first came over to this country? You know what they found? They found a howling wilderness with summers too hot and winters freezing. Did they have insurance for their old age, for their crops, for their homes? They did not. They looked at the land and the forests and the rivers. They looked at their wives, their kids, and their houses. And then they looked up at the sky and they said, "Thanks, God. We'll take it from here." They were rugged fellows. They were men.
She's back! Miss Amy is back with an all-new Living Way Out Here on the Survival Circle Network. Join Amy for an uplifting hour of fun on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on Survival Circle. Alright, gather around, drag up a stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Well, now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. I love you.
$100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning.
All we want
naked. Is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Stop that. You'll go blind.
It's wet, but it stretches.
It's huge!
Holy poofy fittipelli.
Yay!
To do it.
So in my best kindergarten voice, I said,
the answer is
Ruthie Fittipelli.
That's right. That's right.
Alright, here we are. We've made it through another week. This has been a very trying week, no doubt about it. It's the 29th of January. It's a Friday. And on Fridays, you know what happens. We do away with the doom and gloom and try to start our weekend a little more cheerful. And of course, this weekend, I mean through this week, was the awful news and circumstances of Lavoy Finicum's death. We have talked about that at tremendous length for the last 3 days. And so we're not going to spend any time on that tonight. We're going to worry more about Lavoy Finicum's life. I'll say one last thing about his death. He was dedicated to this cause, to the cause of liberty, to a point that most patriots only dream about. He had a burning in his soul and his heart for liberty and freedom that very, very few people possess. And he was at ease. He said in one of his videos that he would draw his last breath there. He knew he was in a bad situation. He was totally at ease with it. Quite naturally, he didn't want to leave his lovely wife and his great family and all of that, but he knew that the possibility was strong, and he was okay with that, considering the what was at stake. His family was at ease with it. They'd talked about it at great length. They knew that this was a possibility. I'm going to say they were at ease with it. That doesn't mean that they said, oh, well, okay, honey, you go ahead and do what you think is right, and I'll see you on the other side. That wasn't quite that easy. Of course, they were crushed. To lose such a remarkable patriarch in the family. But they know beyond a doubt that they will see him on the other side, that they will be together forever when the time comes. And so we'll just leave it at that, and we'll talk a little bit more about his life and all the... Let me see first if... let me check and see what's going on in the chat room. Make sure we got sound here. I haven't checked to see what was going on. So, let's see here. Let me check here before we... Matter of fact, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to play this first song here. This tonight we're going to spend probably the biggest part of the night be dedicated to Lavoy Finicum, his family, freedom, and all that goes along with it. So, yeah, it looks like we do have sound here. Okay. All right, we'll talk more about Lavoy Finicum's life here in just a little bit, but this is a special song just for Lavoy Finicum. They wrote this song for Lavoy Finicum.
Campfire, coffee, from a tin cup in my hand, it sure warms the fingers when it's cold. guitar, a friend I understand. It sure smoothed the wrinkles in my soul. Sleeping in the moonlight, a blanket for a bed. It leaves a peaceful feeling in my mind. I'm waking up in the morning with an eagle overhead. Makes me long to fly away before my time. And I think God must be a cowboy. And a horse to be a friend, and trails to lead old cowboys home again. Nightlife in big cities is all right for a while. Can sure make you feel good. Country's so pretty, it goes on and on for miles, and takes away my troubles and my cares. And I think God must be a cowboy at heart, 'cause he made wide open spaces from the start. Make grass and trees and mountains, and a horse to be a friend, and trails to lead old cowboys home again, and trails to lead old cowboys home again.
All right. Now, if you'd ever met LaVoie, if you'd ever watched some of his videos, you wouldn't even have had to meet him. If you just watched some of his videos, you would know that that song was written just for LaVoie Finicum. There's no question about it. Let's see. Minnie, I'll take a look at that. I'm not sure what it is, but I'll take a look at it and see here. But the time that I spent with LaVoie, several times, he came down here initially. The other night I played the interview that I had with him, back, it'll be 5 months ago this coming Wednesday. And, I played that interview the other night along with the, testimony of that girl that was in the car, which turned out to be absolutely as correct as it could be under that kind of stress and everything. And it doesn't take but a few minutes to be with LaVoie to know that he was as genuine as a diamond. I mean, it's just he was warm, kind, and friendly, and just as pure at heart as anybody I've ever met. He, as far as I know, knew no strangers. You can sit down and talk with LaVoie. If you'd never met him before, you can sit down at the dinner table, just like you were, you know, one of his kids or his best friend or whatever. He was just that way. And, I got to spend quite a bit of time with him in the woods, out on the ranch, and, all that. And I'm gonna miss that man.
touch the earth. I wanna break it in my hands. I wanna grow something wild and unruly. I wanna sleep on my hard ground in the comfort of your arms, on a pillow of blue bonnets in a blanket made of stars. Oh, it sounds good to me. I said, cowboy, take me away. Fly this girl as high as you can into the wild blue. Set me free. Oh, I pray closer to heaven above and closer to you. Closer to you.
Lavoie one day while I was there, and we carried a cow and a calf out there from another pasture and took them out, and the calf needed branded and cut, and we turned the cow in. She didn't hang around there very long. She wasn't I've actually got a video of this. She wasn't the best mama, I guess. She just kind of went on her way with the rest of the herd there. And we got done with that calf and turned him loose, and we stood around and watched him a minute, and he kind of headed off that way, and we drove out, and the boy kept looking back up there and just kept worrying about it. And finally he got out and went and separated that cow on foot, went out across the fence and run across the prairie there on foot and separated that cow out. And him and those foster boys of his stayed there until that cow and calf was reunited. He wouldn't think of driving off and just leaving it to chance, even though they were only, you know, a few hundred yards apart. And almost certainly they would have found each other, but Lavoie was not willing to take that chance. He took off out there and walked across an arroyo there, crossed an arroyo and got over on the other side of it and got those two together and came back and then he was happy. It was just the way Lavoie was. He was a very kind, very gentle, very humane and genuine type feller. A lot of fun to be around.
Well, he walks out in the arena, all dressed up to the brim. Said he just came down from a place called Highland Rim. Well, he said he came to ride the horse, the one they call the Brute. But he didn't look like a cowboy in his continental suit. We snickered at the way he dressed, but he never said a word. He walks on by the rest of us as if he hadn't heard. 1,000 bucks went to the man that could ride this wild cayuse. A meaner horse was never born than the one they called a Brute. The horse that he was looking for was in chute number 8. He walked up very slowly, put his hand upon the gate. We knew he was a thoroughbred when he pulled a sack of dukes from the inside pocket of his continental suit. Well, he rolled himself a quirly and he let it standing there. Blew himself a smoke ring and he watched it disappear. We thought he must be crazy when he opened up the gate. Standing just inside was 1,500 pounds of hate. The buckskin tried to run him down, but the stranger was too quick. He stepped aside and threw his arms around the horse's neck. And he pulled himself upon the back of the horse they called a Brute. Set like he was born there in his continental suit. The Brute's hind end was in the air, his front end on the ground. Kicking and a squealing, trying to shake the stranger down. But the stranger didn't give an inch, he came to ride the Brute. And he came to ride the buckskin in a continental suit. Well, I turned around to look at Jim, and he was watching me. He said, I don't believe the crazy things I think I see. But I think I see the outlaw, the one they call the Brute. Ridden by a cowboy in a continental suit. The Brute came to a standstill, ashamed that he'd been rode by a city cowboy in some continental clothes. The stranger took his money, and we don't know where he went. We don't know where he came from, and we haven't seen him since. The moral of the story, never judge by what they wear. Underneath some ragged clothes could be a millionaire. Everybody listen, don't be fooled by this galoot. This sure enough bronc buster in a continental suit.
Well, there's always been groups of people that never could see eye to eye. But I always thought if they ever had a chance to sit down and talk face to face, they might realize they got a lot in common. Well, I was sitting in a coffee shop just having a cup to pass the time, swapping rodeo stories with this old cowboy friend of mine. When some motorcycle riders started snickering in the back and started poking fun at my friend's hat. And one old boy said, "Hey Tex, where'd you park your horse?" My friend just pulled his hat down low, but they couldn't be ignored. One husky fella said, "I think I'll rip that hat right off your head." That's when my friend turned around, and this is what he said. You ride a black tornado across the western sky, rope an old blue norther and milk it till it's dry. Bulldog the Mississippi, and it sears down flat, long before you take this cowboy's hat. Now, partner, this old hat's better left alone. See, it used to be my daddy's, but last year he passed on. My nephew skinned the rattler that makes up this old hat band, but back in 69 he died in Vietnam. Now the eagle feather was given to me by an Indian friend of mine, but someone ran him down somewhere around that Arizona line, and a real special lady gave me this hat pin. I don't know if I'll ever see her again. You ride a black tornado across the western sky, rope an old blue norther and milk it till it's dry. Bulldog the Mississippi, and it sears down flat, long before you take this cowboy's hat. Now, if your leather jacket means to you what this hat means to me, then I guess we understand each other and we'll just let it be. But if you still think it's funny, man, you got my back up against the wall. And if you touch my hat, you're gonna have to fight us all. Well, right then I caught a little sadness in that gang leader's eyes. And he turned back to the others, and they all just kind of shuffled on outside. But when my friend turned back towards me, I noticed his old hat brim, well, it was turned up in a big old Texas grin. You ride a black tornado across the western sky, rope an old blue norther and milk it till it's dry. Bulldog the Mississippi, sears down flat, long before you take this cowboy's hat.
That song, the reason I thought about that song with thinking about Lavoie, I can pretty much guarantee you that that's one hat that you wouldn't want to touch if he asked you not to. He wasn't very tall, built pretty wiry, 55 years old, and I'll promise you one thing, you didn't want no part of that. I'll guarantee you. Lavoie was, he got up every morning at, I don't know, probably 5 o'clock. And he was up there in the living room while everybody else was asleep. He'd go up there and work out, lift weights, and doing all kinds of stuff there. He did it every morning. And he was much man. He wasn't very big, but he was, every bit of him that was there was man, I can promise you. That thought about him, thought about that song several times while I was out there messing around with him.
While driving a herd of cattle out in old Nebraska way, heading east at Broken Bow on a hot September day, trying to get to Omaha, we hoped to find a fire. We never counted in the odds of a western prairie fire. The hot south wind was blowing and the air was getting dry. Something far away was spelling trouble in the sky. Coming closer was a sound that talked the devil's quiet. Then we knew we'd have to race a raging prairie fire. When all at once a flame is seen, a little
looking at the sky. And every heart is quicken and the spirit every eye. We've just one chance to get away, or there's no place to hide. Gotta reach the River Plate, one inch deep and 1 mile wide.
The herd is getting tired, but we've got no time to rest. I try to clear the red dust that is gathered in my chest. From riding tail on a thousand head with the weather getting dry. The black cloud in the west is warning, ride, ride, ride.
The roaring heat is closer, ashes falling by our side. And every beast and bird is fleeing with its warning cry. We've got to reach the river, but it's still 10 miles or more. And close behind us we can hear that wild inferno roar.
But fate had other plans, for we lost that fatal race. We lost for neither man nor beast could long keep up the pace. The mighty Platte subdued its rage, but none were there to rest. We did our best to get away, but only I am bad.
Now on the blackened prairie, far as the eye can see, the grin we made are there to show that God rules you and me. Just one he left to tell the tale, just one was his desire. We lost a herd of 30 men to a raging prairie
cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. sing you a true song of Billy the Kid. I'll sing of some desperate deeds that he did. Way out in New Mexico, long, long ago, when a man's only chance was his old 44. When Billy the Kid was a very young lad, in old Silver City, he went to the bad. Way out in the West with a gun in his hand, at the age of 12 years he did kill his first man. There's Mexican maidens play guitars and sing songs about Billy, their boy bandit king. Ere his young manhood has reached its sad end, with a notch on his pistol for 21 men. Was on a sad night when poor Billy died. He said to his friends, I'm not satisfied. There's 21 men I have put bullets through. Sheriff Pat Garrett must make 22. I'll sing you how Billy the Kid met his fate. The bright moon was shining, the hour was late. Shot down by Pat Garrett, who once was his friend. The young outlaw's life is now come to an end. There's many a man with a face fine and fair, who start out in life with a chance to be square. Just like poor Billy, they wander astray. They'll lose their lives in the very same way. When I was but a young man, I was wild and full of fire. A youth within my teens, but full of challenge and desire. I ran away from home and left my mother and my dad. I know it grieved them so to think their only boy was bad. I fell in with an outlaw band, their names were known quite well. How many times we robbed and plundered, I could never tell. This kind of sinful living leads only to a fall. I learned that much and more the night I heard my master call. One night we rustled cattle, a thousand head or so, and started them out on the trail that leads to Mexico. But a norther started blowing, and lightning flashed about. I thought someone was calling me, I thought I heard a shout. Then at that moment lightning struck not 20 yards from me, and left there was a giant cross where once there was a tree. And this time I knew I heard a voice so sweet and strange, a voice that came from everywhere, a voice that called my name. So frightened I was thinking of sinful deeds I'd done, I failed to see the thousand head of cattle start to run. The cattle they stampeded were running all around. My pony ran but stumbled and it threw me to the ground. I felt the end was near, that death would be the price, when a mighty bolt of lightning showed the face of Jesus Christ. And I cried, oh Lord, forgive me, don't let it happen now. I want to live for you alone, oh God, these words I vow. My wicked past unfolded, I thought of wasted years, when another bolt of lightning killed 100 head of steers. And the others rushed on by me, and I was left to live. The master had a reason, life is his to take or give. A miracle performed that night, I wasn't meant to die. The dead ones formed a barricade, at least six or seven high. Right behind it there was I, afraid but safe and sound. I cried and begged for mercy, kneeling there upon the ground. A pardon I was granted, my sinful soul set free. No more to fear the angry waves upon life's stormy sea. Forgiven by the love of God, a love that will remain. I gave my life and soul the night the Savior called my name.
How old was I when I first seen old Rivers? I can't remember when he wandered around. Well, that old fella did a heap of work. Spent his whole life walking plowed ground. He had a one-room shack not far from us, and, well, we was about as poor as him. He had one old mule he called Midnight, and I trailed along after them. He used to plow them rows straight and deep, and I'd come along there behind, busting up clods with my own bare feet. Old Rivers was a friend of mine. The sun would get high and that mule would work, and old Rivers would finally say, whoa. He'd wipe his brow and lean back in the reins and talk about a place he's gonna go. He'd say, one of these days I'm gonna climb that mountain, walk up there among them clouds where the cotton's high and the corns are growing and there ain't no fields to plow. I got a letter today from the folks back home, and they're all fine, crops are dry. Down near them end, Mom said, son, you know old Rivers died. Sitting here now in this new plowed earth, trying to find me a little shade. With the sun beating down across the fields I see, that mule, old Rivers, and me. Now one of these days I'm gonna climb that mountain, walk up there among them clouds where the cotton's high and the corns are growing and there ain't no fields to plow. With the sun beating down across the fields I see, that mule, old Rivers, and me.
I was hanging around town, just spending my time. Out of a job, not earning a dime. A fella steps up and he said, I suppose you're a bronc fighter from the looks of your clothes. You figures me right, I'm a good one, I claim. Do you happen to have any bad ones to tame? Said he's got one, a bad one to buck. For throwing good riders, he's had lots of luck. I gets all head up, and I ask what he pays to ride this old nag for a couple of days. He offered me 10, and I said, I'm your man. A bronc never lived that I couldn't fan. He said, get your saddle, I'll give you a chance. In his buckboard we hops and he drives to the ranch. I stayed until morning and right after chuck, I stepped out to see if this outlaw can buck. Down in the horse corral standing alone is an old caballo of strawberry roan. His legs are all spavined, he's got pigeon toes. little pig eyes and a big Roman nose, little pin ears that touch at the tip. A big 44 brand was on his left hip. You neck and all with a long lower jaw, I could see with one eye he's a regular outlaw. I gets the blinds on him and it sure is a fright. Next comes my saddle and I screws it down tight. Then I steps on him and I raises the blind. Get out the way, boys, he's gonna unwind. He sure is a frog walker, he heaves a big sigh. He only likes wings for to be on the fly. He turns his old belly right up to the sun. He sure is a sunfish and son of a gun. He's about the worst bucker I've seen on the range. He'll turn on a nickel and give you some change. He hits on all fours and goes up on high. Leaves me a spinning up there in the sky. I turns over twice and I comes back to earth. I lights into cussing the day of his birth. I know there are ponies that I cannot ride. There's some of them left, they haven't all died. I'll bet all my money, the man he lied, that'll stay with old Strawberry when he makes his high die.
They lie in boot hills all through the West. The outlaws, the gunslingers, the Billy the Kids and worse. Say a fellow like the coward that shot Bill Hickok in the back. There's always one like that in every time of history. Most of them were varmints. But every once in a while, in one of them, there may have lived a man. He lay face down on the desert sand, clutching his six gun in his hand. Shot from behind, I thought he was dead, for under his heart was an ounce of lead. But a spark still burned, so I used my knife, and late that night, I saved the life of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
I nursed him till the danger passed. The days went by, he mended fast. And then from dawn till setting sun, he practiced with that deadly gun. And hour on hour, I watched in awe. No human being could match the draw of Ringo.
Ringo.
One day we rode the mountain crest, and I went east, and he went west. I took to law and wore a star, while he spread terror near and far. With lead and blood he gained such fame, all through the West they feared the name of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
I knew someday I'd face the test, which one of us would be the best. And sure enough, the word came down that he was holed up in the town. I left the posse out in the street, and I went in alone to meet Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
They said my speed was next to none, but my lightning draw had just begun when I heard a blast that stung my wrist. The gun went flying from my fist, and I was looking down the bore of the deadly 44 of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
They say that was the only time that anyone had seen him smile. He slowly lowered his gun, and then he said to me, "We're even, friend." And so at last I understood that there was still a spark of good in Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
I blocked the path of his retreat. He turned and stepped into the street. A dozen guns spit fire and lead. A moment later, he lay dead. The town began to shout and cheer. Nowhere was there shed a tear for Ringo.
Ringo.
The story spread throughout the land that I had beaten Ringo's hand. And it was just the years, they say, that made me put my guns away. But on his grave, they can't explain the tarnished star above the name of Ringo.
You know, Lauren Green didn't do too many songs. He did a handful of... Stop. I wish I quit doing that. Thank you. He did a handful of cowboy songs, but that one was absolutely, without a doubt, that was his most popular song. That was, I can remember that one from when I was way, way back then. I liked Lauren Green pretty good.
And tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweeds. Cares of the past are behind. No.
The cattle go down to the stream. The redwing settles in her nest. It's time for a cowboy to dream. Purple eyes in the canyon. That's where I long to be with my three. Good companion, just my rifle holding and me, gonna hang my sombrero on the limb of a tree. Coming home, sweetheart darling, just my rifle holding.
Whippoorwill in the willow sings a sweet melody.
Riding to,
riding to,
Amarillo,
Amarillo,
just my rifle, Pody and me.
No more cow,
no more cow,
to be roping,
to be roping.
No more stray,
no more stray,
will I see
round the bend,
round the bend.
She'll be waiting,
she'll be waiting
for my rifle, Pony and me. For my rifle, my pony and me.
Hey, there's
the barren waste without the taste of water.
Cool water,
water. Old Ann and I, with coats burned dry and soul that cries for
water,
water.
Cool water,
clear water.
She listens to the band, he's a devil of a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water. Down can you see that extreme tree where the water's running free, and it's waiting there for me and you.
The nights are cool, and I'm a fool, each star's a fool. With the dawn, I'll wake and yawn and carry on to
water,
water,
cool,
clear water,
water.
Keep the movement, and don't you listen to the band. He's a devil of a man, and he spreads a burning sand with water. Can you see that big green tree where the water's running free, and it's waiting there for me and you?
I didn't think you had it in you.
I'm your huckleberry. Why, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked over your grave.
Fight's not with you, Holiday.
I beg to differ, sir. We started a game we never got to finish. Play for blood, remember?
I was just fooling about.
I wasn't.
He was just too much fun.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down put his hand for the gun that he wore.
My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Out through the back door of roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. Like it could run up on its back, and away I did ride just as fast as I could from the West Texas town of El Paso out to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddle up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rosa's cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for the leader is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for. One little kiss and Felina, goodbye.
Boy, there's a good one. Hey, Casper Mountain? No, Lavoie was never, I don't know who started that. He was never in the Marines. He was never in any branch of the service. As a matter of fact, I don't think the Marines were quite prepared to take Lavoie Finicum. for those of you that can, we'd sure like to see you at Lavoie's funeral. Everybody is welcome. And if you're interested in going, it will be held on Friday, February 5th, in Kanab, Utah. It'll be held at their church building there. Address, if you want to write it down. You got a pen? I'll wait. Okay, you ready? Address 1436 South McAllister Drive in Kanab, Utah. K-A-N-A-B, Kanab, Utah. Visitation from 11 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. The service will be from 2:30 to 4 o'clock. The following day, they're having a... Hold on here just a minute. Let me find it. I just had it here. Stand by just a minute, dadgummit. Dadgummit. Let's see here. Well, I may have to dig it back up here again. I think they've got something going on here on Saturday also. Maybe this is it. No, that's not it. I'll find it. I just saw it. I'll bring it up here in just a second. I'll be right back.
They call me a drifter. They say I'm no good. I'll never amount to a thing. Well, I may be a drifter and it may be no good. There's joy in this song that I sing. Saddle tramp, saddle tramp, I'm as free as the breeze and I ride where I please. Saddle tramp, saddle tramp, at night I will rest neath a blanket of blue, doubt if I ever will change. I might even dream of a lady I knew, might even whisper her name. Saddle tramp, saddle tramp, I'm as free as the breeze and I ride where I please. Saddle tramp, I might even wind up in Idaho and visit a cute little miss, a sweet little someone I used to know, and I might even stop long enough for a kiss. Saddle tramp, saddle tramp, I'm as free as the breeze and I ride where I please. Saddle tramp, saddle tramp, might even ride back through Phoenix someday, might even stop for a while, but branded, no, never, I'll not be tied down, trapped by a fair lady's smile. Saddle tramp, saddle tramp, I'm as free as the and I ride where I please. Saddle tramp.
Well, I still haven't found it, but I am still looking. Let's see here. Well, I'm going to keep looking. I'll be back.
Thank you. came from, they only knew he came in. Slowly he walked to the end of the bar and he ordered up one slug of gin. Well, I could see that he wasn't a large man. I could tell that he wasn't too tall. I judged him to be about 5'3", and his voice was a soft Texas drawl. Said he was needing some wages before he could ride for the West. Said he could do most all kind of work. Said he could ride with the best. There in his blue eyes was sadness that comes from the need of a friend. And though he tried, he still couldn't hide the loneliness there deep within. Said he would work through the winter for 30 a month and his board. I started to say where he might land a job when a fella came in through the door. And I could tell he was looking for trouble for the way that he came stomping in. He told me to leave Shorty there by himself, come down and wait on a man. The eyes of the little man narrowed, the smile disappeared from his face. Gone was the friendliness that I had seen, and a wild look of hate took its place. But the big one continued to mock him, and he told me that I had better go. Find him a couple of glasses of milk, and then maybe Shorty would grow. When the little man spoke, there was stillness. He made sure that everyone heard. Slowly he stepped away from the bar, and I still remember these words. Oh, it's plain that you're looking for trouble. Trouble's what I try to shun. If that's what you want, then that's what you'll get, 'cause cowboy, we're both packing guns. His hand was already positioned, his feet wide apart on the floor. I hadn't noticed that there on his hip was a short-barreled bad 44. It was plain he was ready and waiting. He leaned a bit forward and said, when you call me Shorty, say, mister, my friend, maybe you'd rather be dead. In the room was a terrible silence as the big one stepped out on the floor. All drinking stopped and the tick of the clock said death would wait 10 seconds more. He cursed once or twice in a whisper, and he said with a snarl on his lips, nobody's mister to me, little man. And he grabbed for the gun on his hip. But the little man's hand was like lightning. The bat 44 was the same. The 44 spoke and he sent lead and smoke, 17 inches of flame. Oh, the big one had never cleared leather, beaten before he could start. A little round hole had appeared on his shirt. The bullet went clear through his heart. The little man stood there a moment, then holstered the bat 44. It's always this way, so I never stayed. Slowly he walked out the door. Nobody knew where he came from. They won't forget he came by. They won't forget how a 44 gun one night made the difference in size. As for me, I'll remember the sadness shown in the eyes of the man. If we meet someday, you can bet I will say that it's me, Mr. Shorty, your friend.
Hey, Minnie, I looked at your link that you put up there a while ago. Is Minnie still with us, sir? She's still holding out. I looked at your link on that deal, and I don't like the idea for. It might be okay for people. I don't even know that. Maybe a few people that are very, very weak in the wrist. I wouldn't even say that. I can't see that the thing has any usefulness. It's a for those of you that haven't seen the link, it's a little gizmo. It looks kind of like a little bit like a 12 gauge shell. It's about the same size, a round plastic cylinder, and in the middle of that cylinder, coming up a little bit higher than the outside of the, it's like a little piece of PVC, like 3/4 inch or so PVC, very thin wall, and there's a little aluminum post in the middle of it that sticks up a little bit higher than the edge. Okay, do you understand what I'm saying here? This thing sits flat, has a flat base on it. It sits on the table or on the floor, on the tailgate of the pickup or whatever. It's designed for one-handed chambering of a semi-automatic handgun. So what you do is you set this thing down there and you put the little aluminum stub in the middle of the barrel and push straight down on it, and the peg in there, the little dowel, goes right up in the barrel, allowing the PVC tube out there to push the slide back. Okay, does it make sense to you? And it was and it would only work on certain guns. If you had something with the dust cover, it stuck out there a little farther. Let's see, if I look at my Glock, it would not work on a Glock. Matter of fact, more than I think of it, I think there's a whole hell of a bunch of them it wouldn't work on. But my problem with it is that if you're chambering around, it seems incredibly careless to me to have something stuck in the barrel while you're doing it. Now, obviously, most people, the idea, I'm sure it comes with all kinds of safety precautions, keep your finger off the trigger, blah, blah, blah. But, sometimes people don't. Sometimes people make mistakes, and sometimes you can make a mistake like that and get away with it, and it's embarrassing, and it's a learning moment, and sometimes it's tragic. And I'm not interested in having a piece of aluminum stuck in the barrel while I'm chambering around. If something were to slip, if something bad's going to happen, well, I think it could happen that way. So I'll tell you, there's a lot of ways for people with one hand, for people to chamber around one-handed. Let's put it that way. Almost all of your modern semi-automatics, not all of them, but the overwhelming majority, have something that resembles sights on the rear. And those sights are plenty enough of a catch on there for you to either walk up to the edge of a table and use your sights, use your belt, your boot heel. There's a number of ways you can do that and keep the muzzle pointed safely away from you so that if something were to happen, then it wouldn't be catastrophic. Matter of fact, I'm thinking about making a video of that one of these days. I can draw and do that and fire around probably in a second and a half, maybe less. Draw a gun with an empty chamber, with one hand, and fire in somewhere in the vicinity of a second and a half. So it's not an insurmountable problem. And I think to make a gizmo that you're dependent on, that you carry around with you, I think is ill advised. So just my not so humble opinion there. All right, let's see. Let's see what Clint Black has to say about this.
Chips are down. To win her over, I'd see the tables turn around. She's been the hard way, I can feel it in my bones. She'll be making my day, not another night alone. Well, it's time for a windfall, not a single minute too soon. I've been too long overdue, now I'm gonna shoot the moon. Come 11 and she could be mine. Lucky a lady and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I've been to the table and I've lost it all before. I'm willing and able, always coming back for more. Squeezing out a thin dime till there's no one hanging on my arm. I've gambled on the third time, the fool will tell you it's a charm. If I'm betting on a loser, I'm gonna have a devil to pay. But it's the only game I know to play, it doesn't matter anyway. I'd bet it all on good, run bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady and I.
Drum slowly and play the fife lonely. Sing the death march as you carry me along. Take me to the valley, there lay the sod o'er me. I'm a young cowboy and know I've done.
Thank you. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Cause they'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. A cowboy ain't easy to love and he's harder to hold. And it means more to him to give you a song than silver or gold. Budweiser buckles and soft faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. If you can't understand him and he don't die young, he'll probably just ride away. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive old trucks. Make them be doctors, lawyers, and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Cause they'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. A cowboy loves smoky old pool rooms and clear mountain mornings. Little warm puppies and children and girls of the night. Them that don't know him won't like him, and them that do sometime won't know how to take him. He's not wrong, he's just different, and his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Cause they'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
Before I knew Mariah. by his name. Heard her wailing, whining. Had a girl, she had me, and the sun was always shining. But then one day I left my girl, I left her far behind me, and now I'm lost, so awful lost, not even God above can find me. Mariah, Mariah, they go all away. Mariah, out here they got a name for rain, for wind and fire only. But when you're lost and all alone, there ain't no word but lonely. And I'm a lost and lonely man, without a star to guide me. Mariah, blow my love to me. I need my girl beside me. Mariah, Mariah, take all the load. Mariah, 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 blow back my love to me.
When I die, I may not go to heaven. I don't know if they let cowboys in. If they don't, just let me go to Texas, 'cause Texas is as close as I've been. New York couldn't hold my attention, Detroit City couldn't sing my song. If tomorrow finds me busted flat in Dallas, I won't care, 'cause at least I'll know I'm home. When I die, I may not go to heaven. I don't know if they let cowboys in. If they don't, just let me go to Texas, 'cause Texas is as close as I've been.
Come on. Giddy up. Well, we are waiting patiently. Little Bob Wills there. But I think I'm going to get out of here just a few minutes early. I'm going to go see if I can spend a few minutes with my wife before she goes to sleep. This whole night here, not every song was something that reminded me of the boy. Whatever this one is, it's not even inviting. Thank you. I hate this automatic stuff. But for those of you that can make the funeral, 5th of February, it's on a Friday, and it starts at 11 o'clock in the morning, or the viewing of visitation, 11 o'clock in the morning, 11 to 2, and then the service is 2:30 to 4. And there's something going on there Saturday. I never could find out what it was. But I'll keep looking. If I find it, I'll put it on my Facebook page and I'll put it in the chat room here. So you can check that. I have every intention of being there. Amy should be there. And there'll be a couple others from down here that's going to be there as well. So it is open to everyone. Now, I'll tell you something else. This is... And this is per Lavoie's wife's wishes. She wants this to be big. She wants this to, we want to see, Gadsden flags and American flags, and we want to see a lot of support for a patriotic American that gave his life without any hesitation or thought whatsoever for himself. And she wants to make an impression. She wants a lot of people there. Now, Kanab's not a very big town, but Kanab's there. Fredonia's right down the road a little ways. And it wouldn't be completely unreasonable to consider staying in St. George. A lot bigger town, and it's about, I'm just guessing here. Let me check. I'll look for you here since I'm just that kind of guy. But I figure it's probably right around 100 miles to Kanab from St. George. Find out here most Ricky Tick. Stan, stay with me here. I'll see if I can punch buttons and talk at the same time. There we go. It's not even 100 miles. It's 80 miles. So you're less than an hour and a half away. St. George has everything. Lots of, as a matter of fact, there's a nice motel right on the road going out towards Kanab. Last motel on the left-hand side of the road as you're leaving. A pretty nice place. Pretty darn reasonable. And everything you could ask for is in St. George, so I don't think that's an unreasonable drive there, at least not as far as I'm concerned. So anyway, you guys do what you want. I hope some of you can make it. And this last song, I've been dying to play this, and this last one is for my friend, LaVoy Finicum. Good night.
This is the last cowboy song, the end of 100-year wars. The voices sound sad as they're singing along another piece of America's lost. He rides a feedlot and clerks in a market on weekends selling tobacco and beer. And his dreams of tomorrow surrounded by fences, but he'll dream tonight of when fences weren't here. He blazed the trail with Lewis and Clark, and eyeballed a white back down. He stood shoulder to shoulder with Travis in Texas and rode with the seventh when Custer went down. This is the last cowboy song, the end of 100-year wars. The voices sound sad as they're singing along another piece of America's lost. Remington showed us how he looked on canvas, and Louis L'Amour has told us his tale. And Willie and Waylon and me sing about him and wish to God we could have ridden his trail. This is the last.
The old Chisholm Trail is covered in concrete now. And they truck them to market in 50-foot rigs. They blow by his marker, never slowing to reach. Like living and dying was all he did.
This is the last cowboy song. The end of
sound sad as they're singing along. Another piece of America's love.
This is the last chapter of the song. The end of the Monday evening war. The voices sound sad as they're singing along. Another piece of America's love. Another piece of America's lost. This is the last cowboy song.
Okay, that about wraps it up for another edition of Liberty Lounge on this Friday evening. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Be sure and join me again Monday morning for Amy's show, Living Way Out Here, at 8 o'clock Pacific Time, and The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Remember that your life is a gift from God. How you spend it is your gift to Him. Good night.
And it's all over. I called you on the phone just to find out what was wrong, and the things you said made my suspicions real. You said tonight again you have to stay with this sick friend. But that story I'm not buying, 'cause it's all over but the crying. It's all over but the crying. I never would have thought you. You said I love you. Now I'll say my goodbye, 'cause it's all over but the crying. It's all